Proclamation number 4814 of 6th of January, 1950. Spiritual marriage. Be united in spirit with me, who wants to be everything to you, friend, brother, father and bridegroom of the soul. The world has no part in me, and so I will have to avoid the children of the world, and their lust does not have me as a companion. They stand lonely in the world, although they are surrounded by friends, for these are again children of the world and without connection with me. But I am everything for my own and leave no one alone. For I seek closest communion with my creatures, and what is still far from me I seek to win. And thus I am to everyone what he wants to see in me. Anyone who needs a friend I will support with advice and action, anyone who sees the Father in me I will also give him my fatherly love, my concern for all those who regard me as a brother is brotherly. But those who give me all their love I also want to make happy with my love, and they shall eternally desire nothing more than this love of mine. 8th of the 1st, 1950. The spiritual marriage with me presupposes a love from both sides. My love is eternally unchanging, it will never diminish or become less. It draws to itself with its ardor everything that had its origin in it. My love does not want to give up anything it once possessed, and therefore every being could feel loved by me. Yet only reciprocated love makes the being capable of feeling my love, and I constantly court this reciprocated love. Only when the love of my living creations, and thus especially of the human being, has reached a degree which can bear the weakest degree of my love does the union, the spiritual marriage with me, take place, which is truly the highest happiness for the human being's soul, because now my strength of love can continuously overflow and the soul thereby becomes blissfully happy. In the spiritual kingdom such a union is indescribably sublime and blissful. On earth the union can also take place, yet the human being as such only feels peace within himself and the feeling of security at the Father's heart, because through his love for me his faith in my love, wisdom and omnipotence is also alive and in this awareness he no longer knows earthly worries. An increased degree of bliss would be unbearable for him on earth as long as he still has to fulfill earthly duties and thus is active in life. In the spiritual kingdom, however, every barrier between me and my living creations falls. Then a blissful union takes place, accompanied by inconceivable light radiation, which returns the being to its original state where it was able to freely create and shape according to its will. And this state is every creature's aim, which I want to help it achieve. You can only reach this aim through intimate union with me in spirit and in truth, and this is the spiritual communion which you should only strive for in your heart, for which you don't need external signs and customs. Because this act of union with me only requires the unification of the spiritual spark in you with the Father Spirit of Eternity and this unification can only take place in the heart, at any place and at any time. Wherever the heart quite lovingly longs for me, there I will also be and marry myself to that heart. Amen.